producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Lines are open. 888-283-7272. It's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm living well.
Yeah, me too. I was living well until my wife, she's 41, and she's, I think her hormones are going wild, and I like try to talk to her, and she's snapping at me. Like the other day, I was doing the dishes, I did everything. I was, you know, and I was trying to help her do, take care of some of her stuff for her, and she was getting all snippety at me, and then she gets around her period, you know, it doesn't seem to be as bad, but it's still pretty bad, you know, it's kind of hard to deal with.
And are those hormones, or is that called being married?
That bladder flush, and I was wondering what the apple juice and, I forget what you said, but was that a fast when you did the bladder flush, or...
Well, it's not a bladder flush. It really helps clean out the digestive tracts. More of like yeast, that sort of thing can clear it out. Yeah, I mean, that can cause irritability. If you have an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, that's a possibility. But it might be hormone related. Does it happen right around her period or away from her period?
Yeah, it seems like it's right when you know, it's like a week or two. I know her period's coming because she's getting quite irritable, and you know, I can't hardly explain it, but you know, yeah, it seems like when the period's coming up, it gets worse, and then when
the period's coming,
period, it's not
it's like
as
World
bad,
War III.
She still has some tendencies.
Yeah, a lot of times it could be hormone related. It could be progesterone. And it can be estrogen. Those levels can fluctuate. Obviously, that's what happens during that time. But it can also be dopamine levels in her brain that can be causing her to get a little grumpy, a little snappy. And dopamine is a brain chemical. It's one of our major neurochemicals or neurotransmitters. And when dopamine gets low, it's easy to get agitated. And this happens a lot with men. But it also happens with women. So when dopamine levels drop, I mean, it can cause massive irritability. It can cause, with dopamine levels, tyrosine is a big one. Phenylalanine is another one. And pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, it's a version of vitamin B6. So just a couple things to look into as you're going along the way. Keep me posted. I know it's frustrating, and she is getting into that time a little early. For any kind of menopausal issues, probably more of a shift in her hormones just a little bit, or could be dietary related, or could be probably dopamine related too. A lot of times it's not really looked at. But hey, real quick question. Is she taking any medicine at all by chance?
Is she taking any medicine?
Nothing? So nothing for depression or anything?
No, nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, it seems like when the incidents take place, you know, it's her facts are even off. It's not even accurate to what the real deal is, and it's, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of like looking at her, kind of funny, like thinking, geez, so, you know, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, I'm thinking this, I'm doing that or whatever, and there's just like this other thing going on here that I don't know nothing about, you know, and I'm sitting there, I don't know how to deal with it really, Doc. But
I would just look into it. It's probably the dopamine levels. I'd get some blood tests done or urine tests. That you go to your doctor and they can run either one. There's a really good company called Natural Care Network, and they do nutritional blood analysis. Now, that might be something to think about, too, because it can really connect the dots. And when you get down and figure out what is it the hormones? Is it are the highs and the lows? Is it brain chemistry? They'll be able to figure that out. And your doctor can run some traditional tests, but a lot of physicians don't really run more nutritional testing to get that figured out. It's more specialized, but just something to think about. I would definitely look into that and then come up with a game plan from there. Okay, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. If you want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to make it part of the show. And, of course, do anything we can to answer in private if you need to. But we'd be glad to make it part of the show. And our preferred wellness providers, you've been emailing us about it. You've been talking to us about it. We have it. The network is in place, and people, it's growing. All over the country, it's growing. And we've got providers that are jumping on board, nutrition and lifestyle-based care, being able to serve you in all of those ways, along with your primary care physician. It's just amazing to watch how these folks are coming together. Jerry, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Asik. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
I just got back from a restaurant and had some goat cheese on my sandwich, and I was telling the waitress how great goat milk and goat cheese is. I learned that from you. So
nice. You're welcome.
I'm into it now. But, I went and got my physical in early December, and I got a tetanus shot. I wasn't sure if I was due, but I think I was pretty close to due, so I went ahead and got it. I got this pain in my arm right about the same place where I got the tetanus shot. And I called the doctor about it, and he said, yeah, sometimes your arm will hurt for a long time afterwards, but I should have called him back. I didn't know, is it going to go away ever, or am I going to have it for the rest of my life, or what?
Yeah, it's going to go away. It will. Just sometimes after the tetanus shot, you can have some of that residual, and it can hurt for a while. So it will eventually go away, technically. I mean, it's nothing I would really be too concerned about. I'd give it a little bit more time. But I definitely wouldn't know. Now, I'm telling you this. I would definitely go back to your doctor and talk to them. I mean, those are my thoughts from my experience. But, I mean, you still always want to get the final say from the one that's overseeing your care, period. So you want to go back in and double check? I would, just because I can't be there and see it, look at it, feel it. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have somebody do that, and especially someone that may have administered the shot. I mean, that's your best bet, is to go back in there. But that's what I would do. Kudos on the goat cheese. I'm a big fan myself. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You want to give us a call? We'll be able to take your call right now. Questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from St. Clement. It says, if you do not hope, you will not find what is beyond your hopes. Think about that. Hope is some of the best medicine we have. And while someone would never use it and someone would lose it, I just don't get it. Don't understand that. Lynn in Oxford, Mississippi, says, how should I be treating tendonitis? Well, tendonitis is an itis. Remember, anytime it's an itis, you got inflammation. So inflammation, any kind of inflammatory condition, you want to eat foods that lower inflammation in the body. That's the first thing, very important. And then also, there's supplements that can also help, such as fish oil, cod liver oil, good DHA oil can be beneficial. And also, there's some anti-inflammatory products as well. White willow bark can be very helpful, which, of course, can help lower inflammation. Conjugated linoleic acid can help do this as well. And then, of course, you've got ginger root, which is phenomenal in any kind of inflammatory condition. And also golden seal, both of those, or all of those. So a couple of things to think about. But tendonitis in general, you want to help with the inside. Outside, of course, using ice. And probably want to stay clear of the regular anti-inflammatories, especially overusing them. Work with your doc on that.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the miraculous recovery of one man's death sentence in 1749. 160 spas were set up throughout Switzerland, Austria, and Germany to dispense this life-giving elixir called Fresh Raw Whey. The renowned benefits of the Whey Cure, they called it, brought emperors, princes, and aristocrats from all around Europe to be healed of their ailments or simply to improve their health. Fresh Liquid Whey has a track record of helping people with liver insufficiency, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and even high blood pressure. Now you can obtain the power of Fresh Raw Whey in One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first in that it brings you specially processed whey to preserve the proteins in their correct non-denatured shapes. Combine this with Tesla-like energy enhancements, and you have an amazing protein power food that may dramatically improve the quality of your life. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
To the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infants under 6 months who use antibiotics may have weight problems throughout childhood, they say. So could giving your baby antibiotics lead to childhood filled with weight problems? A new study by the NYU Langone School of Medicine. Researchers found that some children who used antibiotics tended to weigh more for their height than children who didn't take the medication. In particular, the children who took the drugs between birth to 5 months of age had 22% higher chance of being overweight by the time they were 38 months. So we typically consider obesity an epidemic grounded in unhealthy diet and exercise, yet increasing studies suggest that it's a little more complicated. So Dr. Leonardo Trasande, who's an associate professor of pediatrics in environmental medicine at NYU, said in the press release, for the study, the researchers looked at 11,000 children in the UK who had used antibiotics as a child. The children were part of a long-term study in the Avon Longitudinal Study of Parents and Children. It says the participant pool was separated into three categories, those who use antibiotics from birth to 5 months, from 6 to 14 months, and from 15 to 23 months, and weights were recorded. Well, what they found is, and this was all recorded in the Journal of Obesity, for many years now, farmers have known that antibiotics are great at producing heavier cows for the market. Dr. Jan Bluntstein, who's a professor of population health and medicine at NYU School of Medicine, said in the press release, while we need more research to confirm our findings, this carefully conducted study suggests that antibiotics may influence weight gain in humans and especially in children too. Physicians said the study may help warn doctors who are quick to prescribe antibiotics or too quick to do that. I think that generally antibiotics are quick, frequent, overused by practitioners to treat viral infections, said Dr. Richard Deckelbaum, who's a professor of nutrition, pediatrics, and epidemiology at Columbia University Medical Center. I think the practitioners, he said, have to be aware of these findings. It's faster to write a prescription rather than to wait through a viral infection. I completely agree with that. It's another cautionary paper about not overusing antibiotics in young children. And antibiotic overuse has been concerned by many officials, including the World Health Organization. Director Dr. Margaret Chan said that in statements she made in a conference, combating antimicrobial resistance is time for action. This was in March of 2012. She warned that because of drug-resistant pathogens, that things as common as strep throat or a child's scratched knee could once begin to kill again. It's interesting because we do. I mean, in medicine, antibiotics are well overused. We know that. It's very common now that that happens. And, you know, letting the body use its own immune system, because we have a pretty amazing immune system, and a child's immune system is phenomenal at their age. And it's unbelievable. And so I really think that pediatricians specifically need to be cautious and read these studies and understand that and use their sound judgment, and even with adults, not to be so quick to do that. So just something to think about. Interesting study, though, for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, too, at getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Betsy now. Hi, Betsy.
Oh, there's some. Are you there? Are you with me?
I can hear you. There's a lot of static.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to have to hang on. There was an issue there. I apologize, Betsy, with the phone. Let's go to Don right now. Hi, Don.
Yes, Doctor. 2 years ago, at age 63, my wife went to her family doctor with a UTI. Without ordering a urine culture,
the doctor prescribed
Levaquin 250 milligrams for 10 days. The poor thing had an allergic reaction to it. As you know, Levaquin is sister to Cipro. She was hospitalized, all kinds of IVs and everything else. A nephrologist went to see her. The nephrologist couldn't figure out why, without a history of kidney disease, all of a sudden her kidneys were operating at a minimum level. Anyway, she got released out of the hospital upon my request. I took her to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Mayo Clinic in Rochester made a biopsy of her kidneys. They established that biopsy indicated the allergic reaction to Levaquin ruined her kidneys. The poor thing, anyhow, right now is 65, operating with 30% of kidney power. She was administered some prednisone. That didn't really do much. So right now she's suffering from interstitial nephritis. My question to you is, giving you the background, she's 65, 30% operating at kidney level. I'm worried that if she keeps it up like this, she might end up being a dialysis case. What can we do to perhaps reverse a little bit her kidney damage, interstitial nephritis, and get her kidneys a little bit working back, a little bit higher, you know, higher than 30% power?
Well, that's a tough one, because the kidneys a lot of times can be a big challenge. And the old adage is, in medicine for sure, is that once the kidneys begin to fail, that it's kind of a slow downhill battle. And I don't want that to be discouraging. That's just what a lot of the literature says in the research. Now, can the body change? Well, yeah, absolutely. And is there hope? Well, absolutely. You know, of course there is. And I don't ever want to say that, but you, with your doctors and the nephrologists and the folks that you have on the team there, it sounds like that they're, you know, following all the protocols, which, you know, when you're dealing with kidneys, it's a real, real challenge. Nutrition is really important. Watch the protein. I'm sure they're helping you with that. Be careful in the fluid intake, because you've got to be gentle with the kidneys, especially when it gets down to like 30%. But in more of the natural world, juniper berries have been shown to be good foods that can support kidney function, cayenne pepper as well. And, you know, so do some research on that. Go, you know, look it up and talk with a nephrologist. They may not know about it, but maybe if you can bring some material to them, they can kind of work with you and come up with a good game plan. But those two things definitely have had some promise. Are they miracles? No. There's only one miracle maker. But at the end of the day, if you can do some things nutritionally to the body, support it, and create new healthy habits, that's only going to help. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is get that research and get that team on involved, and you bring it to them. And then that way, maybe they can learn some new things and help the one you love.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show to take you from the next or to the next level with your health. So what are you struggling with? We can talk about it. If you've been dealing with some tough health challenges and don't know where to turn, just realize that your body can change, but you have to be willing to. And it's a big take responsibility kind of message because, you know, if you've gained a lot of weight or if you've taken eight different medications or you really don't know where to turn, it's okay. You know, it's not, no one's pointing a finger and saying you're a bad person. It's just that maybe the choices that you've made haven't been the best over the years, and that's okay. I mean, it's okay to learn new choices. And then we can kind of take you by the hand and show you ways to go to the next level, because you can transform, literally. You can go from where you are to where you need to be. But you have to want it. It's about deciding that you want to get well and living a good life. You can make the decision. So eating healthy and following these kind of principles, exercising, drinking plenty of water, getting the kind of rest, avoiding stress, and all these basic lifestyle principles that we talk about over and over again. That it's about coming up with the want to. And I think that's the toughest part for people is coming up with that want to, that you're ready to go to the next level and get well. And that's what we want to help you do here on the show. We're going to kick it off now with Heather. Hi, Heather. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Better than yesterday. What's cooking?
Well, I have a question for you. I have a 7-year-old son, and we've not had him officially diagnosed, but my husband and I are fairly certain that he has ADHD. He exhibits pretty much all of the symptoms. I am definitely more into the natural health route, and so we have started the Fine Gold diet. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your opinion on that, and if you knew...
Have you done that yet? Have you removed gluten out for at least 4 weeks totally?
We haven't done gluten. We've done before a couple of herbal supplements, and in combination with that, we removed artificial sweeteners and artificial colors. And I felt like the Fine Gold diet took that one step further with removing the berries and the tomatoes and the salicylates, or however it is that you pronounce that. But
yeah, you did fine. But yeah, the gluten's a big one. It is. And then the other piece that is kind of the piece of the puzzle when you're dealing with ADHD is you've got acetylcholine, which is the number one neurobrain chemical or neurotransmitter that we have. And when acetylcholine levels get low, then we lose our ability, our cognitive function declines, like our ability to focus, frontal lobe of the brain doesn't work as effectively. And also dopamine can play a role in that, too. So, you know, nutritionally, you can work on building neurotransmitters up, and many times that can help. Because like the Focalin and the Ritalin and the Adderall, those drugs, being more of an upper, they stimulate that part of the brain, and you know, that's why they work. But, again, I know you're not really wanting to go down that route. So you haven't gone to the doctors yet, like you said. There's no formal diagnosis. So you haven't gone to the pediatrician and said, here's the deal, because you don't want them to say, well, here's the deal. You're going to have to take this, right?
We've been approached by his teachers before, though, and I know technically or legally, whatever it is, they can't say, your kid has ADHD.
Right.
Take him to the doctor and put him on medicine. But in every roundabout way that she possibly could, she said that to us. And even before he started school, I mean, from 4 and 5 years old, he's always exhibited the same symptoms. Inability to concentrate. He's very, very impulsive. He doesn't really pay attention to things that are dangerous to other people or himself. If you have a checklist of ADHD in front of you, you can check them all off, and he has all of those things.
I get it. Have you found a doctor in your area that is open to more natural methods? Because, there's the whole battle of standard of care. Pediatricians have to kind of go with that. But sometimes people are out of the box, and they kind of walk to the beat of their own drum. Have you found anyone like that?
I've been doing some research on that, and it's really, really hard to find somebody. I even heard you recommend a website the other day for holistic practitioners, and talking about like regular MDs who have also studied the holistic medicine.
Right.
And I went to that website, and there was nobody in Alabama, period, which is where I am.
Okay.
Now, there is one naturopath in my sort of local area.
Uh-huh.
I called them and talked to them, and the way that they seemed to talk about it was that he focused more on, like, the musculoskeletal, kind of like a chiropractor.
Right.
We also work with a chiropractor.
That's good.
That obviously hasn't made a huge difference or anything, but
well,
we do
sure. want. You're looking at every angle, though, and that's important. Yeah, you got. I mean, the nervous system is important too. So, yeah, it's good that you're doing that.
Are there any supplements beyond, like, we do a traditional multivitamin? We do an omega-3 with him. We do vitamin C for his immune system, and those are like the standard vitamins that he gets on a daily basis. So, are there any vitamins or supplements like that that would help with the things that you said he might be lacking in?
Yeah, I'll tell you some foods that are really helpful that we know for sure. Believe it or not, dark chocolate's really good. It helps raise dopamine levels. And I'm assuming he doesn't have any caffeine, really, in his diet, right? Sounds like no. Okay. Because that can cut dopamine levels, and that can cause potential issues with focusing, believe it or not. Caffeine can be good on the short end, and it almost acts like one of those drugs, believe it or not. It actually is in close to the same category and can do some of the same things, but it's not really going to help for the long term, because you can once you kind of come off that, it makes things worse, and it makes dopamine levels go down. So anyway, there's certain supplements out there that can be helpful, but the foods that are really good are whole eggs, are very good because they help raise acetylcholine levels. The yolk actually has the acetylcholine in it and helps raise that in the brain. Vitamin B6 pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a version of that, has been known to be helpful too. But, you know, these are supplements I would do some research on yourself and then make your own decisions or get with their doctor. I mean, if you don't have a pediatrician that really can get on board, I would do, I know it's kind of tough to find them. There are some out there. It seems like, and I don't have the exact name right in front of me, but it's like the American Holistic Pediatric Association or something like that. But I would look that up online, see if they have anyone at least near your area. I'm thinking in Alabama, there's got to be someone, at least in the Birmingham area. But yeah, someone that can at least, this is what I really like more than anything, is a doctor that has the ability to, of course, you know, we know standard of care, right? That's just, we do that, the doctors do that all day long. But they're open for you to bring things to them, and they have know enough about physiology that literally they could look at what you're asking, even if they had to do a day worth of research and look a couple things up. But they can put two and two together in their own mind and tell you if that makes sense or not. And that's what you need. You know, you need someone that if it makes sense to you, that's great. But let it make sense to someone that really has that in-depth knowledge of the physiology of the body. So look that up. I just don't know the name off the top of my head, but it's something like that. But that can make a big, big difference. The supplements can help. Fish oil, like cod liver oil, anything to stimulate brain function, all of those are very, very helpful. I will tell you that diet plays a big, big role with ADHD. And, you know, it's something that you definitely want to research. So the diet that you're talking about, it's not bad. But I think you definitely need to keep looking a little bit more, and don't be scared to kind of change things up. I mean, you're mom, so you control all the food pretty much. So, you know, to look into that and just notice. You'll notice the changes. A lot of times gluten is a key, and dairy sometimes is an issue for kids and the focusing. Have you taken dairy out ever for a long period of time?
I'm sorry?
Have you taken dairy out for a long period of time ever?
No, we have not. They're huge on cheese and yogurt. We don't do milk so much unless it's occasionally with a bowl of cereal, but no, we haven't taken dairy out.
Yeah, you might want to play around with those and just see. I mean, again, you want to let your pediatrician know all that, but it's pretty simple. I mean, you're not doing anything major except, you know, removing some of the foods from his diet. You're feeding him probably a good diet anyway, sounds like. If you're this involved, I guarantee you're all over the details. So I would do that, but you know, the supplements that I talked about, vitamin D is another one, but look up acetylcholine and look up dopamine. Those are the two brain chemicals that are kind of involved in ADHD. And when you support foods that support those neurotransmitters, you're only helping the body. And you know, that's especially when they're young like that. I mean, food matters. Food matters to adults too, but I mean, it really does. It can make a big difference in the body. And you just talk to, again, run it by at least your pediatrician and just see. Because if you bring some articles to them, many times doctors will appreciate that. You want to think they get annoyed because they don't have enough time to spend with you, but ask them to look at it. If they don't look at it and they're not willing to look at it for you, find another doctor. And that's just my two cents, just because they should and they need to. Because they're experts. I mean, that's why we go to school forever. And they need to be able to entertain a mother that's concerned and wants options for a kid. So I think it's cool what you're doing. Just keep doing the research on that. And to answer your question about the diet you're doing is fine. But you might want to look into eliminating some foods, too, and see and make notes on that and see what happens. And then take that to the pediatrician and let them know what you saw. And then maybe you guys can kind of huddle up and come up with a game plan. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Brian in Jackson, Mississippi writes, what is a good food for the best colon health? The fermented foods, Brian, are the best. So your fermented vegetables like kimchi, you've got your fermented dairy products like goat's milk yogurt, kefir, is really good. And, I mean, those are unbelievable. But I'll tell you, making sure that you get plenty of good probiotics on a regular basis to get that good bacteria going in the colon, it's phenomenal. It's great for overall immune system health and elimination. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. It is. You know that? The body doesn't change unless your mind's willing to change. Change your habits, and then your body will follow in kind. Now, at a Facebook question, Carol in Biloxi, Mississippi says, my doctor says my triglycerides are a little high, doesn't want to put me on the meds yet. What are some good tips to avoid the medication altogether? Well, you never want to avoid medication if your doctor wants you to do it. Okay, so I know it's your personal decision, but I'm definitely not one to tell you to do that because, I mean, if he wants you on it, then, you know, his professional opinion and what he's doing with you matters. So always want to be respectful of that. And a lot of people get into that big back and forth. I don't think it's wise. All right. So you want to do things naturally. I think my thought is you always want to take it to them and explain it to them just because you want to be respectful. I mean, they're doing their best to help you. So you want to do that. So triglycerides really comes down to diet. You want to cut out a lot of the foods that are a little challenging. Like, you know, obviously the processed foods, processed carbohydrates are a big deal. The saturated fats, which you don't really need. You need a little bit, but not a whole lot. So cutting out the saturated fats and the processed carbohydrates, that's a huge deal right there, especially when you're eating those together. And so if you eat a big, you know, let's just say you eat a big TV dinner, right? It's got, who knows, 80 grams of processed carbs. And you look at the ingredients, and the ingredients are like 4 paragraphs long, and, you know, of course, it's got tons of sugar in it, and the fat is just nothing but saturated fat and junk. No omega-3s, no fish oils, none of that. No omega-6s, and it's just a big mess. You eat that enough, and that's going to raise your triglycerides up. Really will. Plus sugary drinks, fruit juices, all those kind of things can raise triglycerides as well. So you do that, and it's not just doing it one meal. So I'm a moderation guy for sure, but it's doing it over and over and over again and having consistent habits that lead toward that. So there is a vitamin that we get real deficient in that is known to help triglycerides, and that's vitamin B5 or pantothene. Now, pantothene is really good at supporting the body and helping when you've got high triglycerides. So something to think about, really. And so when our stress levels get elevated, then we start dealing with high cortisol levels. High cortisol demands a lot of vitamin B5, which a lot of us aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables anyway, so we have a tough time getting it. So the little that we do have, the adrenaline suck all that up through all the stress, and then we get deficient in it, and there you go. So with a poor diet, low B5, you know, triglycerides go through the roof. Great diet, tons of B5, you can see some pretty adaptive changes happen in the body. It's the diet more than anything, really. So once you get those changed, then that can make a big difference. So if your doctor's talking medicine, just ask he or she that, or just tell them, say, hey, look, I'm willing to change my diet radically. Will you monitor me? And do we have to do the medicine right now, or can I kind of go for it on my own with some major dietary changes, and then you monitor me in 8 or 12 weeks? Most of them are pretty cool, and they'll kind of go with that. Because there's not a doctor out there that, if you're motivated, doesn't want to see you succeed and really kind of go to the next level with your dietary changes. I mean, they all want to see that. So just a couple of things to think about on that. All right. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Of course, that's the website. Check us out anytime there and all the social media there is as well. You can sign up and join us on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll keep you posted on everything going on. Or if you want to fire me a tweet or also hit me on Facebook, we can make it part of the show. All right, let's go to Lana. Hi, Lana.
I have a son. He's got immune deficiency. He's 49 years old, and his heels are hurting him terribly. And in his above his belt, in the center, over to the left a little, where his stomach area is, about an inch above his navel.
Well, I would first thing I would do is, if it's an inch above his navel and he's having some pains there, it could be a hernia. It's very possible, and it also could be, there's a lot of could be's. He could be having some issues, of course, with his digestive tract. I would just go and have him see the doctor and let them, you know, just go to your family physician, tell them some of the symptoms. And if he's having just more stomach pains, then he might want to do some form of elimination diet and cut some foods out, cut the processed foods out, dairy products out for a while, and go really, really kind of low-key and see if the pains begin to go away. Now, they may suggest that, but you definitely want to get that ruled out and go see a doctor, make sure they kind of check it all and do the testing and make sure, double sure, that everything's okay. And then, if you want to, a good place to go, because a lot of docs really don't get into the whole diet thing. They just don't. We're not trained that well in it. But dietitians or registered dietitians, RDs, really are. They do a great job. So you might want to go in and chat with one of those folks and get them to come up with a good solid game plan, because you got some weird stomach pain, don't really know where it came from, and the doctors say everything's clear, and you've probably got some food sensitivities, maybe even food allergies that are causing some of those pains. Pretty easy to take care of at that point, so it's not a big overall stressor, but yeah, I would definitely get that looked at. And when you got something weird that pops up, it's always good to have a professional opinion, someone that really, really knows what they're talking about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to, let's see who we got. Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Would you comment on mangosteen juice versus noni juice?
Mangosteen versus noni juice. Here's the deal. A lot of people want the silver bullet. I mean, are the products good? They're both good. Are they the wonder liquid that's going to transform your body and remove all the disease and make you healthier than ever? Absolutely not. Are they a good adjunct to a healthy diet, an anti-inflammatory diet, and taking supplements that replace deficiencies? Sure, it's not going to hurt anything. But just don't look at a lot of these supplements to be the wonder cure of everything, even with the claims that are made. Are the claims true? Probably. There's some probably truth in some of those. But at the end of the day, nothing's a silver bullet from hard work and good routines and good lifestyle choices. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powder. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours. With my busy and demanding schedule, I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. I feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.